Pacific Brands says it's moving its manufacturing outlets overseas because of difficult market conditions following a net loss of almost $150 million last year. With Australia already importing 92% of all manufactured goods, it seems like there is little hope for the textile industry in Australia. I asked textiles industry expert Joe Kellick if there is strong enough market demand to keep clothing produced in Australia.
I think there is. We need to ask the Australian people, though. A lot of them will buy on price only. But I think we're entering a new age and a new era where we'll be looking at sustainability issues. I think another couple of dry summers and fires of the magnitude that we've had and scale that we've had down here in Victoria recently will force people to think about the environment. But I don't think that trend to produce more and more product faster is a sustainable one. But we can't justify sending a shirt to put a button on here and then sending it somewhere else to put a zip. That's not a sustainable model for the industry.
Julia Gillard says the government will help source jobs for those retrenched, but what jobs are there to be offered in this industry?
Well, what we're asking for now is for some decisions to be made and to be made quickly. And the other thing that we're asking for is that if you're going to put the stimulus package out there, have it out there to support Australian manufacturing, then that's not just for clothing, it goes for food, it goes for a whole range of things. Other countries are doing that, are moving to support their industries. And our manufacturers are not asking for special consideration. All they're asking for is don't make us the suckers and the scapegoats, because it isn't a level playing field out there. We've seen China, for instance, increase its rebates 3 times since last August for textiles and clothing.
What do you think the situation will be when tariffs are reduced?
Well, there's one argument that says market is already flooded with 92% of imported product. But in saying that, we can't afford to lose the other 8% that's manufactured here, because what's left here are manufactured goods for emergency services. And I use the example of Taipan Footwear at the moment, who are flat out, have been working round the clock now for 3 weeks to supply the CFA and the firefighters with boots. Now, I would hate to think that we would get to a position where we would have to ring up China to place an order for those boots and wait 12 weeks. That would be ridiculous. We need to maintain a manufacturing capability here for the essential services, for defence, for all sorts of reasons, and we also need to maintain a manufacturing capability for those 16,000 boutiques and the department stores, the specialty designers who need those smaller runs and cannot compete with the big orders in the European market. So I actually think there's an opportunity for Australia to become a nation of short-run specialists. We can show the world how to do it.
Joe Kellick, Executive Director of the Council of Textile and Fashion Industries of Australia. The textiles industry in New Zealand also suffered the blow from Pacific Brands. Their label Yakka also pulled out of a $2 million contract with Swazi Apparel for defence clothing, outsourcing the work to China. Davy Hughes is the owner of Swazi Apparel, a world-class outdoor clothing company and long-term contractor for the New Zealand Army. I asked him if he thought the shift in manufacturing outlets was fair for the textile industries in New Zealand and Australia.
No, I don't think they're fair, because I don't think they're equitable as well, because they cross over, you know, between what's made in one country where there's, in my opinion, an exploitation of cheap labour, to a country like ours where we have all sorts of compliances which are brought to us by government, who insist that we put them into our employment agreements, and we abide by those things, like, you know, workers' comp and, you know, 4 weeks annual leave, a good standard of living. So it's very hard to compare on a dollar across basis. So, no, I don't think they're fair in that case.
How do you feel after learning that the $2 million contract your company Swazi had for the army apparel has just been shifted to manufacturing outlets in China?
At first, you know, I felt very angry. And soon after that, I actually felt disillusioned, saddened, and I guess betrayed. Betrayed by a government who we'd provided a pretty damn good product to and at a fair price.
So do you think that something could have been done to prevent this shift, or do you think it's more about greed and just making the most money possible?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, greed. I don't know if it was about greed. I think it was perhaps looking at cutting some of their budget, and so the easiest way to do that is to actually do that locally with New Zealand-made product.
So do you think that this is a path that the textile industry in New Zealand and Australia will continue to go down?
Unfortunately, I do think it sort of signals some of the demise of that. Pretty sad, I'm afraid. Some people will come through, and we're going to do everything in our powers to make sure that we're one of those companies that does come through.
And what about the powers of the government? What part do you think they have to play?
Governments are put there by the taxpayer, and I think first and foremost, they have to put, you know, the people out in front of just, you know, cost-cutting measures. And if their job is to protect people and to look after their livelihoods and ensure that as a nation we've got a direction, I think we've missed a step in this instance.
Do you think for the market in New Zealand and Australia, it's a priority to have manufactured textiles in country?
I think for defence it certainly is. You know, strategically as well, if there's ever a requirement for rapid deployment, or let's say that we happen to have a bit of an argument with a country that was producing those products for our own defence forces, you know, you wouldn't want them turning around and saying, listen, we're going to cut you off at the knees and there's going to be no more underpants and jackets for your army.